In Alabama, almost half of the complaints filed with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission involve race discrimination. And while most states have a local partner agency dedicated to investigating such claims, Alabama does not. As a result, most of these work discrimination complaints remain unsolved. That's according to a new report published by the Center for Public Integrity, an independent investigative news organization. CPI reporter Miriam Jamil analyzed 8 years worth of EEOC data. She spoke with WBHM's Janae Pierre.
Only 18% of the time when a person says, I believe I've been discriminated against in my work on the basis of my race, my color, sex, religion, disability, age, and there are a few other categories, do they actually leave with some sort of monetary settlement or some kind of adjustment to rectify the situation?
In your report, you mention a specific case that happened in Mobile. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so there was a large group of workers, more than 20 workers, at a company called Austal. It's an Australian company that builds ships for the U.S. Navy, and they have a pretty large black population of workers, and many workers in the mid-2000s were reporting just obscene, overtly hostile racism at the workplace. So various workers over the course of different months, they found nooses in the workplace. They found these little figurines that had the N-word written on them with like a wire noose around the figurines. And especially in the men's bathrooms on many days, there was just graffiti that was sometimes explicitly threatening particular black workers. There were various references to the KKK and white superiority and just like really explicit messaging involving a lot of slurs. So these workers got together and decided, okay, we can't take this anymore. We've spoken up a little bit, but this is just something we're seeing every day and we can't tolerate it. So they started out by filing a discrimination complaint for race discrimination with the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and went from there. So the last set of workers that finished with this case only finished up in 2015. And in the end, none of these workers received any form of compensation. The ones that actually did make it to a trial, the jury basically voted in the employer's favor, saying they couldn't prove that they had been discriminated against.
So I know you mentioned that workers were not compensated, but was there a change in the work conditions at least?
So Austal has not engaged with me at all. I've reached out to them for comment many, many times. But I did hear that in between the time that those folks filed their lawsuit and subsequent years, there were adjustments made. So they started taking some of the racist graffiti a little more seriously. Some black workers, from what I understand, were promoted after the lawsuit was filed as well, because one of the things they were also alleging was that there were very few black supervisors and people in higher positions. They actually, the workers who filed the lawsuit were like, there are no black supervisors here. Austal pulled out the numbers and they showed that there were actually 8, but it's a fairly large workplace.